Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to Whole Planet Healing. I mean, not Whole Planet Healing. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location? Go
Hi,
on,
this is
Nate.
Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry. Hi,
Hello.
Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody on
Welcome to
VBS.
the Wednesday call, Don. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes, my name is Don, like you said. Antonio, hi everybody, Northern Ohio.
I just guessed. I got it right.
Yep.
Hello, everybody on BBS. I don't know how hype does it. He says
Welcome
stuff.
to everybody on BBS. We are waiting for wind to come and
Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location? Only if you want to. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Antonio and everybody. Cecil in Seattle.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Cecil.
Cecil.
Hi, talks about simulcast something and
We're being broadcast on BBS, and we are also being, you can use the phone line number, which is, Dawn, do you have it handy?
712-770-5600, and the access code is 897-676-pound. And after this call, we go, welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name? Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. After this call, we go to Whole Planet Healing, and if you want to join us there, the number is 712-770-4340, and the access code is, I forgot.
250-513-pound.
Thank you. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Nevada.
I.
Somebody in Nevada didn't catch your name. Want to
Terry.
repeat it?
Terry?
Yes, Terry.
Hi,
Hi,
Terry.
Terry.
Hi, Bill.
Terry.
Is this your first time on the call?
No, I've been around for a few years.
Ah, well,
No.
welcome back.
Thank you.
Your voice is just choppy on your phone. I
All
keep
right.
cutting in
Let's
and
see.
out on your phone,
Just
Terry.
trying to fix that.
It's good on my end.
Any better?
Yeah, it's
Oh.
clear now.
Okay, I just put on speaker. Okay, thanks.
It was clear for me to begin with.
It was? Well,
Yes.
everybody's phones are different, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you back on.
Well, thank you. How's everybody doing?
Welcome to
As
the
best we
Wednesday call.
can.
Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Antonio, and everybody. Shirley from Ohio.
Hi,
Hi,
Shirley.
Shirley.
Hello, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Really?
Tonight, what we're going to be doing is asking questions. People have sent in questions, and Wynn is tabulating them, and then he will be asking the questions, and this is Terry. I will be channeling the answers from our sources.
You owe me
So,
two questions, Terry. Two
owe you two
answers.
questions.
Two answers.
Did you send in your questions?
Well, about 3 weeks ago, I asked, and you said that it'd be better to, if you did a private session on it, but you never got back to me.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, sometimes they don't like to put a person's private information on the air for everybody to take a look at.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
But I'd still like to know the answer. You want me to resubmit to you personally?
You can do that. Do you have my email?
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to see your name and location?
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn in Sedona.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Did you get my question from last week?
Good evening, Wynn.
I sent you a text last week, and you said you didn't read it, so it's still there.
Well, I'll see if I get around to it. Okay.
Okay, it's about dolphins.
You could have been a dolphin. I agree.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. And there was another question in there, too.
I don't want to talk to you right now.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Roger in Austin.
Hi, Roger.
Roger.
Hi, Roger. Hi, Antonio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Irene from Costa Mesa, California.
Hi, Irene.
Hi.
Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, guys. It's Bonnie in California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi, Bonnie.
Jerry. Antonio?
Yeah?
Yes?
The reason I'm putting you off because I'm organizing all the other questions, okay?
Okay.
And I just have to have them ready. It might be personal, but it's not.
A little personal.
Yeah, maybe just a little. Welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to see your name and location?
Hey, Antonio. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, everybody.
Is Isis on the line?
I have not heard her.
Hello?
Is that Isis? Isis?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Isis.
Hi. I'm kind of shy, so sorry. I wasn't expecting to talk to you guys.
I got you, Isis, right?
I was shy.
Listen. I wanted to suggest to you on your question for tonight, okay?
Yeah.
Instead of asking, how can one harness more life force energy, okay?
Yeah.
Why don't you ask, what is blocking me from doing this?
Well, you know what? We can do that, but also, I know some people that I observe them. Some of them are famous, some of them are not. They bring in a lot of energy, and I just wonder, how can we all do that if we wanted to? Not just me personally. So we can ask to block me. But also,
you know, because everyone's different. People block energy. We all have these ways that we block energy. You know what I mean?
I would prefer that the question be asked the way that she wants it.
All right, I'll leave it the way
it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you feel free. I do give you permission to ask what is blocking me when it comes to my question. Sure, why not?
Well, you.
Wait,
I'll ask the general question.
I would prefer that the wording be the way she wants it, because the answer is present in the way she asks it and the energy behind it.
Mm-hmm. Thank Terry, you, will you stop standing up for yourself?
Terry, sending you hugs. I love you.
Okay.
She was standing up for ISIS.
And I love Terry. But when, I mean, now that you said it is a great idea, I mean, if you put in that in there, I would love it. Just say, what's blocking me in specific?
Ask Terry if it's okay.
Yeah.
Terry, you don't mind that anymore, right?
Well, see, like, okay. The energy behind your question is in the way you word it. And that leads to the answer. And so if he gives you a question, it is harder for them to sort it out and to track down, since it didn't come from you.
Welcome to the ones they call. Would you like to say
your
name
and
location?
Okay, we'll leave it. And then if they want to say something, they'll say something. Welcome.
But only if you want to. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
I used to be shy too.
Hi is not on the line, is he?
He is not. That's why I'm greeting.
Okay. I better get on the console.
When made me not shy?
Pardon me?
Now you're regretting it.
I said you made me not shy.
I made you not shy?
Yes.
In forever or just tonight?
Forever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I haven't really succeeded yet, because until you can get on the internet and do emails without going into panic attacks, I'm not succeeding.
Well, I think that's something different.
No, I know. Well,
now you can't shut me up unless you mute me.
Okay, I am ready to start. And our lovable gang is here. Except for Highs. I miss him. Welcome to everybody to BBS. And
welcome to the next caller. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to.
Muted.
Okay.
The recording has started.
This is December 2nd, 2020, and this is our Wednesday night with questions to the Elohim. And if anyone is listening on the internet and wants to submit a question, they can do that. It would be to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. My name is Winfrey, and I'm with my partner Terry Brown. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
You want to say hello to everybody while you're still human?
Hi, everybody. I'm getting ready to channel to get in touch with the sources from the higher realms that are here ready to answer questions wherever they can and to assist. So we aren't trying to dictate to people or anything. What they're trying to do is if they can offer any assistance, then just take that. And if it doesn't make sense or doesn't seem right, then disregard it. They're here to assist wherever they can. I was reading an earlier channeling from 2010, and they were saying that this is a huge experiment where they are coming in and they are merging energies with me, Terry Brown. They call the instrument, and an aspect of the Elohim and an aspect of the wild group. It's a huge experiment for us to all be here together and need to relay questions and to relay answers, and that they had to figure out what to do about the telephone line, or when somebody was on the telephone line and when somebody was on the BBS radio line. They had to figure out how to get to bypass all that and to just come directly to the person. So back to when.
You know, and what you're trying to say is, or what, if I was going to say it, you know, when you're on this line and we do channeling, you hear a voice, Terry's voice, and they're speaking through her, and she is, they call her the instrument. She's bringing through the messages. But what's very unusual, and why they said this was an experiment, is because simultaneously bringing through these verbal messages, they are paying it. And this is the, I don't believe, never in the recorded history of mankind. Of course, we're only talking about, you know, recent history because of telephones and computers, but have they done this in a technological way, over technological stuff? I'm sure they've done it when a bunch of people were in a room together, where they contacted energetically the people in the room. In this case, they're contacting the people on the line. And if you think about it, if that's true, then they have the ability to get on this line and feel your energy and connect with you personally. That's just part of...
They're at a very, very high frequency, so it's not going to be within the spectrum of the environment that you live in. It's going to be outside the range of that.
You may not pick them up, or you may, okay?
Right.
I think that we could say we have two group souls, and one of them is higher than the other, and they're harder to pick up.
Higher frequency.
Higher frequency. The Ra group works with the Christ consciousness, In fact, I'll ask that question, okay? When we're, I mean, I sense the answer is yes, but I've never asked them, so I will. You know, is the Christ consciousness coming over to people individually? And I'm almost sure it is, but I'll ask the question. Okay, so we're going to start. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through our solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies and into the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you tonight, this Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line and we don't come through the BBS radio line. That is where the voice comes from. And we are here with you, each and every one of you who wishes to make contact. And it is our joy to be with you. We are here to assist wherever we might. And if we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you or totally resonate with you, then disregard it, as it is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes. I had made up a question just before we started recording. And we talk about the Elohim being able to project and connect at a high frequency with each person on this line.
Yes, it is at a high range of frequencies.
Yes.
We have amalgamated ourselves with an aspect of the Ra group so that we can increase the frequency range and the amount of experience that the beings that we are working on together can express and bring to bear to help with questions.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, does that mean the six-dimensional matrix, which you have identified as the Christ consciousness, is also being potentially accessed by each person?
it depends upon two things. An individual may be based in frequencies and love light, but if they are not available in their own beingness to resonate with it, then it does not resonate with them. The Christ consciousness frequencies are available in the law personages that are present, and they are available to individuals, and different individuals resonate more or less with those.
Mm-hmm. And is the Elohim is actively participating in monitoring everybody on the call? Yes.
Well, we don't particularly like the word monitor. We are available for a connection, which is a much broader connection than a monitor.
And is the Ra group doing the same thing, or are you doing it together?
We are amalgamated with aspects of the Ra group that are on standby, as are aspects of the Elohim and Grace on standby.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And thank you all for honoring us by bringing such a huge group to our behalf on this little call.
And we feel feel honored by your connection and presence.
Thank you. So going through with our questions for tonight. Don Herman asks, what is the source of intuition, and how can we more easily gain access to reliable intuitive guidance? Now, Don, I'm going to leave your question stand as it is, but you might consider in the future formulating your question in such a way that it's more personal to you, because each person has their own unique way of accessing this stuff. And the way you ask your question, it makes it sound like one answer fits all. And
could you read the question one more time?
Yeah, I won't say anymore. I'll just read the question. What is the source of intuition, and how can we more easily gain access to reliable, intuitive guidance?
Thank you. Each person has their own history, their own past, and their own past experiences, which has in some ways opened up the door for knowledge in the area that he experienced. So if you are taking a look, if you want some intuition in an area, then you have your past body of experience to draw on. Now, there is another thing you have to draw on, and that is the consensus reality, which you cannot totally trust as being accurate. You have another thing to draw on, and that is the hologramic makeup of the subject that you are seeking to know about. And this can contain hidden data that you don't really know. However, you may get intuition that bleeds through what it is. It's the makeup of the thing you are trying to know more about, and that can come in, can bleed in, can blast in, can have some kind of a thought process yet, or dreams that the aspect of the answer you are looking for can be fed in, because the data is there if you are open to see it and to access it. And it might not make total sense to you, but when you are working in the area of intuition, it pays to take a look at what is coming in, even though it may not make sense at the time. There is a sense to be made, but it may be hidden from view.
Thank you. Next question is from Bonnie Penner. Could you please talk about the current state of the planet and the most effective way for whole planet healing to visualize and ask for assistance? Do we put the problem in the light or the desired remedy to the problem? Thank you for honoring us with your loving attention and blessing us with your wisdom. Bonnie,
thank you.
Corona.
We send you a blast of love light. There is no stated way. You can do it whatever way you wish. It can be putting the problem that there may be some insight that comes in, some solution. The state of the planet is people are waking up and people are starting to speak out. People are noticing that things have not been right, and they are starting to look into the potential or possibility of why, rather than to simply sit back and not be vocal or say anything about it. So therefore, you have some very interesting situations and scenarios that are going on at this time. And there is a group who have been working under the rug in the dark of the night. That he's been lying, that has been hiding what they are doing. And this is starting to be uncovered, which is making them very uncomfortable. And so you are seeing them act in ways that are trying more desperately to cover their tracks when they didn't feel before like their tracks were being observed. So things are very unusual that are going on. Stay with the process and keep to ethics. Sometimes a person can run into very big trouble when they do that with people that are trying to hide criminal actions. However, if one even loses their life with being ethical and standing up, then this will make them stronger as a being. We say that this is a time for the wash to be hung out and to be looked at straight on, and not everybody's laundry is going to be clean. So there is a little bit of what is the state of the world, and keep your hand on the wheel, keep steady, keep to your core values and your core relationships with people that are close and that you love, and the things that are being thrown at you, like closure of businesses and difficulty with finances. Keep working toward ethical relationships, and in the long run, within your own heart and soul, you will be the victor.
Thank you. I have a question. If we'll call it the negative, or the consciousness which is making its best attempt to program us and make us believe things according to their desires, if they get backed up against the wall, could we expect some escalation in their attempts to manipulate our reality?
They are seeking, they can be seeking to keep your reality dumbed down like it has been in the past. They do not want the cat to come out of the bag. They want to keep their lifestyle, their practices, have been detrimental to others. They want to keep that, and many of them had a book of crimes that they are trying to keep shut. Now, we're talking about many high-profile people, and this is not the greater amount of people. The greater amount of people do not take part in that. However, as drugs spread, and then people tend to slide off into unethical practices. The greater amount of people are not in the category, but many people that are in charge of the other people have taken bribes unknown to the people under them, But the one of the major problems is that although these people are being, some of the unethical leaders are being they're being led on by other unethical groups, and that it does not, for those groups, it does not lead anywhere. It is only an apparency that this would get them ahead.
Thank you. Next question is, this is from Isis. It has become my observation that when somebody is able to ground a lot of life force energy in their daily life, it is easier to convey ideas to others, and also, on a separate note, manifest easier. Is my observation correct?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And if so, how can one harness more life force energy into our being?
Follow the things that are your passion. Work toward the things that are your passion. And as you build familiarity with the goals and have successes, your life force will magnify.
Mm-hmm.
Once one has a passion, then they begin to expand on it, the passion can increase, and this can enhance your life energy.
Okay, thank you. A note to Antonio is, I am not seeing your question from last week. I don't see it. So try sending it again, though. I'll keep an eye for it, okay? Next question is,
did Antonio text it?
Yeah, but I'm looking through my text, and I don't see it, okay? And Antonio, do you want to just ask your question right now? Star 6 yourself?
Yes.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
We hear you.
Okay. It's, was I a dolphin in a past life? And that was a second part. Was, or did I come from the angelic realm?
You are very connected with the angelic realm. Yes, the answer is yes. And whether you are a dolphin or not, we leave for you to explore that possibility.
Thank you.
All right, we did it. Next question is from Mark Sonnenberg in Ireland. We try to think of the exact way to say this. This is a very loving spirit. It is a group of individuals that works in the time of Jesus and before and after. They are willing, they are within the Ra group, and they are a dissolver of karma and a giver of forgiveness and a harmonizing influence for the betterment of mankind and individuals on the earth plane. Now, as I'm reading this, Mark is describing this as if it's true, which I don't know.
You see that it is true. This is a particular group of people that is very loving and does have ability as they are connected to the higher sources, for instance, grace, which has ability to dissolve karma. And sometimes if grace is working with you, you might notice that there is a sparkling of energy, which is a little bit of sparks of light that is dissolving blockages. And therefore, blockages are made by karma very often. And so grace, which is an aspect of Christianity, which is an aspect of the Elohim, and is very high and loving. Grace is available for this and works with the group you are speaking of.
Okay. Now we got more of this question here. When one asks for the Holy Spirit, they may experience spiritual peace, and they may experience help and assistance and calmness, and they may experience alleviation when they ask for forgiveness of their guilt. And they may be helped tremendously by this group of spirits working together. It is more than one group of spirits working together. We find it difficult to express in words how magnificent and miraculous the works of this group are, as they indeed are a special sacred group. We even hesitate to call them a group. In this zone, one may find their own soul and be forgiven, and again achieve their worthiness. And it works with all of mankind and is available to all of mankind, and has the ability to be present when one intends or asks for their presence. We do not do it justice in how magnificent it is in our description. So Yeshua, since Yeshua is different from that of the Bible, and I have spent many years reading the Gnostic Gospels and other sources that expand on who Yeshua was, as you have talked about often, I would like the sources to comment on the last sentence.
Would you read the last sentence one more time?
Yeah. I have spent many years reading the Gnostic Gospels and other sources that expands on who Yeshua was. As you have talked about often, I would like the source to comment on the last sentence.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We see that there was much that was changed in the Bible in about 300 A.D. And the comparison between the group you're speaking of, who the group is putting Christ's principles in action and is giving forgiveness. Now, there's two things. We wanted to comment on that, that if an individual gives himself forgiveness, then this is a big advantage towards being forgiven. Because if a person can't forgive themselves, then no amount of another forgiving them will work. It might help, but the individual needs to forgive himself. And the group that you are speaking of has the principles of forgiveness in their energy, which can be then picked up by the individual and help with his own forgiveness of his own self. Now, the different parts in the Bible sometimes do not express this. Some of the parts of the Bible can express vengeance or vindictiveness. We see the difference as you have laid it out. And we think that that is a beautiful group that has the principles of Christ consciousness very well laid out in more of the Christ consciousness in some parts in the Bible.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think that's... I'm going to wait.
Did we do it?
Yeah, I'm just looking here. I'm pretty sure that was Mark Schellenberg, but it looks like there's a little question here from...
Yes, is the question in the same category?
Just 1 second, please. Okay, I asked Mark's question, okay? And I'm just looking here for David's question.
David Derringer?
Yeah. This is a quote from the sources. So a question I asked about the Holy Spirit, which I and Yeshua called Ruka, or Ruka Bikucha, and which, and I think I mixed up David's question and Mark's question. And the first part of it on the Holy Spirit was David Farringer's question. But I think you answered it, okay? I think so. David, if they didn't answer it, send me an email. And we'll try it again, okay? And on that note, we did it. It's the end of the call. I thank all of you for being here. And I thank Terry for being such a good channel. And I thank our sources for coming in and working with us. And on that note, we're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. If you happen to be on BBS or you're not familiar with it, It's 712, another phone number, 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513. And on that note, just a moment, I'm looking for, I lost my producer tonight. Just a moment. Here it is. Is it? Let's try it. I want to unmute everybody. We thank BBS, Don and Doug. We're coming up. I'm muting. And here we go. I'm up.
Thanks, Wendy and Terry.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I love you guys. See you in a minute.
Okay.
Here we go. Hang on. Thank you. Here we go.
Unmuted.
Thank you, Cecilia.
All right.
Hello.
We did it.
Hey, thank you. Good job, Wendy.
Thank you, all.
Terry.
Thank you, Cecil. We'll see you over at Whole Planet.
Indeed.
This session is no longer being recorded.